Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 8. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this is the name by which he will be called. Let us begin this new church year at the beginning, in Genesis. There Adam was placed as the crown of God's creation into the land. There he was given the task to call each plant and animal by its name. He had this task because when you name something, you take it under your care, especially when you give something or even someone your own name. No suitable helper was found for Adam among those many creatures, and thus, by God's lead and to Adam's delight, God fashioned one for him. Adam called her woman, for she was taken from man, given not only his name, but also his bone and flesh. And very shortly, though, the giving went the other direction. The one who ought to speak remained silent. The one given to help was called good what God had forbidden. And so began the threatening perils of our sin that we pray God would deliver us from all this week. The threatening perils of our sins which marred the name and the image and the relationships and the longevity given to mankind. And what was called very good was shattered. Sin entered through Adam, and through sin, death. And so in those days, as the Lord lives, he drove his Adam and Eve out of his land, lest they also eat of the tree of life and live forever in death. And yet he drove them out with one promise of hope given. And therefore, when the woman, whose name also means mother of all living, conceived and bore a son, she said, I have gotten a man, the Lord. Luther famously translated the saying in this way, taking that F not as a preposition, but as a marker of the accusative and of apposition. This man is called the Lord. And his name Cain points to her acquiring and receiving him, just as the promise had said. Eve's hope was correct, but her identification was regrettably wrong, as Genesis 4 immediately shows. Not with the help of the Lord, but entirely by the Lord's doing, would the promised man, called offspring or seed of the woman, come to bless and to rescue his people from the threatening perils of their sins, not by the will of an Adam, but by the Spirit of our God. Years later, Isaiah and Jeremiah both foretold the rose that God had in mind, the woman whose offspring would reign as king and deal wisely, executing justice and righteousness in the land, by crushing the serpent's head. For this is the name by which he will be called the Lord. Yes, there will be no disappointment with the offspring named by the prophets. When the virgin conceives and bears a son, he will be a man, the Lord. In apposition, just as Eve hoped for, God of God, yet fully man. But again, we're presented with a contested translation of sorts here in Jeremiah today. The church has sung for so many centuries that he is called the Lord our righteousness. But now, in our translation, we hear that the Lord is our righteousness. But, dear saints, here there is no difficulty at all. Grammar always permits that a verb be supplied, although we don't need it, or we do need it in English. But so does our theology. Christ is our righteousness, just as he is our peace, our bread of life, our good shepherd, our resurrection, and so forth. Now, unlike Eve, Isaiah and Jeremiah are right in their prophecies, but like Eve, what they spoke of was still off in the future. It was not going to be Zedekiah, the very next king of Israel, whose name is built on Yah, the Lord, and Zadok, righteousness. No, he, like Cain, was such a great disappointment. He was not the beginning of anything new. He was the end, the very last king of Judah. So let Jeremiah's full name today be recognized and heard. This is the Lord who is our righteousness, ours. Our entire religion is built on this name. God himself is the righteous branch from whom all mankind, us included, have broken ourselves off in Adam and followed gladly in Adam's mortal footsteps. But the Word was made flesh. The Lord condescended to rescue his lost children from the threatening perils of their sins. Christ Jesus, the Son of David, came in the name of the Lord and not in name only, but in grace and in truth, living with full confidence in his Father's will, acting wisely and justly, and taking up the crown as king according to how his Father would have him be named and crowned. The thorns and the title that were imposed on him at his substitutionary death. And thus, Christ Jesus is not only a righteous Lord, he is the Lord, our righteousness. He is our reconciliation, our sufficiency. He is himself our right standing with God. Jesus is the very basis of our justification before God, declared and imputed and now given to us, his people. As we enter now this new church year, dear saints, recall with joy your beginning in him also. The very beginning that was hoped for by Eve, that was prophesied by Jeremiah and Isaiah today, but which was accomplished and consists in Jesus Christ our Lord. Because he has called each of you by name, by his own name. He's placed that name upon your brow in holy baptism. He is declaring it again and again to you in his forgiving gospel. He is constantly saying to you, I am the Lord, your righteousness. And he bears this name and he imputes it to you for your rescue from all sin. You can be sure then that since you bear his name as Christians, you are under his care also through every other peril that you will face this year as well. And since you bear his marvelous name, God help you to bear it not only in name, but also in word and in deed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.